smart things that have a lot of holes. Xenodotratus and xenodotratus. As the bar is, Lomali, he lots of these Rehusa Hutsar. He tastes rush from the Ramban. Amiyase, there's two halchim to learn the Sugya, which is totally on a big machlokes, Rashi and Taisis. Shitas Rashi is that you can be goyva with a Torah without the Taifis, and a Taifis without the Torah. As the Fizets are weir, Vosfreg de Gemara, Chilotz al Pisu Husei Utsarech, Hare, you can be goyva with the Shtar. What's the Shaila? As therefore they say, you have to learn the Gemara's asking on the Loiva only, even though the Gemara doesn't speak it out. And the Gemara is asking that being that the Malve could be good with either part of the Shtar, as what is the Loiva gaining? And the Loshan Zenoitel Zenoitel Tayrit is Mashma, they're both getting something. If he said the Malve is getting the whole Chayv and the Loiva is getting a bottle cap. It's not Zenoitel, the Zenoitel. It's not Mashma, it's not Doime B'chlal. And the Fizeh, the Gemara is only asking another Echetimsa where he's holding only the part without the Zman. If he's holding with the Zman, as he's Marviach, that the other person can't use the Zman. As the Gemara is asking only when the Loiv is holding it and only when he's holding the part that doesn't have the Zman. And that's a big Chiddush in Pshat, but that's how they learn Midas Rashi. Taisis is chodik on Rashi. Taisis learned you can't be goyver with the Taifis without the Tairif and the Tairif without the Taifis. Taisis asks that if someone's holding the Edim, you can't use it. Even if someone's holding one line in a shtar, kilu it's nimchak, a line in the shtar, that it passes. As Taisis holds, therefore, you can't be goyver with a Taifis without the Tairif. How does Rashi be miyashiv? As we saw yesterday, kibunim, but the Nachlus David makes a very good hadgoshim shot. It says it's clear from both of Taisus's question that Taisus is learning when it's yodem agas, it's kilu, it's nimchak from the shtar. The nekudas hamachlekes is Rashi holds even if someone else is holding on to it, it doesn't make nimchak. You don't have the schus to use it, but it's not nimchak from the shtar. It still exists in the shtar. That's his hadgosha, a nice hadgosha and havana, and then a kudas amachlokes. Taisus learns if someone else is holding on to it, it's kilo, it's nimchak, as it passes the shtar. And Rashi holds nimchak passes the shtar. Over here it's there, it's just he can't use it. Someone else has a schus on it. Chaybek of the machlekes, we spoke more yesterday. Of according to Taisus that learns you can't be goyva with the Taifis without the Tairif and the Tairif without the Taifis, as this Gemara Shaila is a Gevaldige Shaila, Lomeli. If you're going to split it, you're going to cut it in half, the Taifis is valueless and the Tairif is valueless. As Lomeli, what are you accomplishing? You're passing the Shtar. It's not a Chaluka B'chlal, it's a garnished. The shaila is not only on the loiva. The shaila is you're being mafsid legamri. What are you doing? Thus is the shaila of the Gemara. That's the two ways of learning. And shitas Rashi that the Gemara asks that the loiva is not getting anything. So the Gemara answers that therefore you say the din of yodin magas doesn't make that you cut the chayfets in half. The din of Yadir Magas says that you only get the Dimei Hashtar. The question is, what changed Lamaskan? What's the Nakudis HaMachloikis? What's Ki'ilu? The Havamina we learned Yadir Magas has to make that you cut the Chayfetz in half. And that's really the Pashas of the Gemara and Zayin Amid Aleph. It's Command of Pasach, it's Ki'ilu, you cut it. Because what happened on the Amid Beis that the Gemara changes that Yodim Agas only gives you a koyach in the Domim and not in the Guf HaChefetz. As it's Sosa, Rav Asher wanted to say a very nice svara. the Parsha wanted to say that you can't say Yoda and Magas on a shtar, on Teifis and Teirif, it's chaluk from every other chayfetz. In every other chayfetz that you have, L'moshel at Thomas, if you say Yoda Magas, as after the Yoda Magas, this one has here for Thomas, and this one has here for Thomas. As until now there was a big talis, now each one has a smaller talis. As then you could say Yoda Magas. But by shtar, if you're going to cut the toifis from the toirif, as what are you making? You're making shtei shtaris. Hare, there was only one shtar that was made on this choy, or whatever, on this, whatever the shtar is. Over here we're talking about a shtar choy. As if you're going to do a Yoda Magas and you're going to do Kaman de Pasik, you're going to create two shtaris. To do a Yoda Magas, a Kaman de Pasik, to create a new thing that never existed before, a whole new shtar that you can't do. Hare, there's only one shtar that was made on it. You can't make out of one shtar two shtaris. When you have one chayfetz, as a half of a chayfetz is a half of a whole, it's a part of a chayfetz. As until now you had a big chayfetz, when you yodah magasit, now you're left with a part of a big chayfetz, as then we yodah magasit. But over here, if you're going to yodah magasit, if you're going to command the posikit, you're going to create two shtaris, and there's only one shtar. You can't be going for twice. You only make one shtar, there's one choy. You can't create two shtaris with a command the posik. As that's the svar of the Gemara, that the Gemara fell off, that over here you can't command the pasuk it legamri. You can't cut it. As how is the command the pasuk chal? It's not chal on the gufa chayfetz, it's chal on the shavius of the chayfetz. The command the pasuk is chal on the shivui, and it's tak of big chiddush, that it should be chal on the shivui. Oh, of how much it's needed. Oh, this is the Gemara. In Rashi, there's one Nakuda in Rashi. Shtar this Vezman Kabashov. Frek Rashi, why do you only take into account the Zman? That one of them is holding on to the Zman. Hare, one of them is holding on to the Edim, and the other one is not holding on to the Edim. As Rashi answers, the Sugya is going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel that you don't need the Edim. Frek, the Shaila is how to understand Rashi. According to Rebbe, that you have to be Makayim it, it's Meduyik in Rashi, the din of the Gemara is not true. As what is the din according to Rebbe? One guy is holding on to the Edim, one guy is holding on to the Zman. And you need the Edim because there's no Kiyam. As over here, how do we define it? How do we do it? What's the gather of the Chalukah? How do we do it? As the Nachlis David learns in Rashi, if one person has the Edim and one person has the Zman, the guy who has the Edim gets everything. Why? Because without Edim, a shtar doesn't work. So without Edim, a shtar is valueless. As the guy who has the Edim, he gives the koyach to the shtar. The guy who has the Zman, even though he's holding on the Zman, but being that Zman needs Edim, Holzman, the other guy's holding on to the Edim, he can't use the Zman. As a Mela, the Zman is valueless, and the one who has the Edim, he is the one that takes the whole thing. And he says, Lefize, if you look at the Yerushalmi at the end of Tosis, it's so meduyik that way. Tosis brings that the Babli says, the Yad Yodim Magas is Klapei the Zman. In the Yerushalmi Ika, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Hakol Hoylich, Achamisha Toifis Edim. What's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi? Hakol Hoylich! Mashma, everything. He takes Hakol. Hakol Hoylich. Not that he also makes a difference, but Hakol Hoylich. Everything goes after the Edim. That's the Shita of the Nachlis David. That's how we learn the Lashon. In the Tor, in Simon Samachem, says differently. He says that you figure out how much a shtar is worth when it has Edim, how much a shtar is worth when it has a Zman, and each one gets accordingly. The guy who gets the Zman will get the money for the Zman, and the guy who's holding the Edim gets the money for the Edim. That's the way he learns. And that which it says, Akol hoylech achamisha tafis ze'edim, yeah, it's lavdafka, it doesn't mean hakol, it means that it makes a difference. That's how we learn. L'choyra, the kivun in the Torah is because he holds like Tosfos. And Memela, each thing is going on, the whole, it's one big shtar together. As Memela, whatever thing you're holding on to, you done it with that value. The Lashon of Tosfos is meduyik like the Torah. When Tosfos brings down Rashi, he quotes Rashi, Pirish de be'edim loy shaimino. Mashma, not that the guy with the edim gets everything, but you make a shuma how much edim is worth. This is an akuda in the shop. Okay, so this is the Iker HaSugya, what we saw. That's the Ashlam of the Sugya. We want to go weiter and see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, V'yachloiku nami ga'omran l'dmei. Not only is the din of Yodim Magas l'dmei by shtar, but the Iker din Yachloiku is nami l'dmei. Diloi teima hochi, shnayim oichsim betalis, hocha nami depalgi. Afsibua. Shnayim oichsim betalis, why are you mafligi? Afsibua. Aloi kosha dechaza l'ktanim. Adam a rabbi, my satalis mezebes cholkim, hachinami de palgilo, haafsedua, haloikosha, gehozi, lebnei, melochim. This is the Gemara. Elohodit nan, haishnaim reichun, agabi behima, hachinami de palgilo, haafsedua, bishleima toira, chozia, lebasa. Frek the Chumis Adesin, Simin Shin Lamed Vol, there's a famous Gemara in Baba Basra that a shor, which is oimid for Harisha, which is oimid for work, is worth more than a shor, which is oimid l'shchita, which is oimid for meat. And a shor that's used for working is much more expensive than a shor that's used for meat. As Frek the Chumis Adesin on the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying by Behemoth Torah? There is no hefsid. That's not true. Until now, he had a shor that was roi for avoida. You could do chrisha. If you're going to chop the shor in half, zeinochinami, you could have a good piece of meat. Avalamaisa, at the end of the day, the value of meat is much, much less. A shor that's chrisha is, let's say, $1,000. If you chop it into meat, as now the shor's value is 500 and the if is 250, because it went down in value. Thus, Frick, the Chumas Adeshin, as he says, a freezer Yechidish. He says, a little hefsid, you see, doesn't bother us. It has to be a real big hefsid. Okay, so what's the shear of hefsid? The shear of hefsid is chaymish. And this Chumas Adeshen is like a chidus tumah, a mystery which is like very shver. Where do we have the shear of chaymish? We have it in two places. We have the shear of chaymish by stucco. We have a shear of chaymish, how much you have to spend for a mitzvah. Manin shmita etzel har Sinai. What does it have to do with asugya? How much pseida is called a pseida if it's a shear of chaymish? What's the knech? Over there is a word. How much stucco you have to give? How much you have to spend for a mitzvah? As they made a shear, they made a shear of chaymish. But over here, the shail is what's called pseida. Is what are you bringing from the shear of chaymish by mitzvahs by stucco? Like, very very sussum the Chumas Adeshin thing. As Bez Hashem, we're gonna see another pshat. But Liyashiv the Chumas Adeshen. The Chumas Adeshen is for the Rishon. Yeah, Liyashiv the Chumas Adeshen, L'choyre the Kivun is you see that the shear of Chaymish is a shear that's called a Hefsid Mamoshi, a Hefsid Meruba. Meaning you're mechuyev to pay money for mitzvahs. But when the amount of money you're paying for mitzvahs, yes, that it's called you a mamish mafsid from the mitzvah, that's not. You mechuyev to give staka. But to be mafsid your nechasim, that's not. As the shear of chaimish is a shear in hefsi. Yeah. That's what you see. It's a big kiddush, the chumas adeshen. Be'elam divrei, the chumas adeshen, you could have said a different hesper. Lomdusha hesper. The chilik is ba'ayfin zeh. When you have a shor lechrisha, and you have a shor that's used for basar, as it's both a shor. Because the shor lechrisha is worth more than a shor ha'oymed l'shchita. It's a difference in price. Let's say the difference is $500. It's a substantial difference, but they're both shvarim. It's both called the shimush of shor. You could use a shor two ways. You could use a shor la'voida, and you could use a shor to eat it. They're both shimushim of shor. As it's still a shor dikashimush, but you lost money on the way you're using the shor. As if you're going to cut the shor in half, you're going to lose money, but at least you're using it as a shor. Basha enkein, when you have a behemoth tmeya, when a chamor dies and you have to sell it for chamor meat, as the shuk for chamor meat is not so good. Even if you look on Amazon, you won't find it. Yeah, it's partially the shuk for hamar meat is very, very low. As over here, it's not the vort like, I have a hamar, and when it's dead, it's a hamar, and it's a hamar that I'm using for the meat. No, the vort is now it became dog food. Now I'm selling it, you know, for dog food. It's nishkin chamor anymore. It loses its identity of a chamor. Once a chamor dies, even though you could sell it for the meat, but there's no maila in chamor meat. It's a cheap thing that you're selling for dog food. As until now it was a shor, now it's dog food. It changed its name. It's a different item. It's a different, has a different identity. A shor, even when it's dead and you're selling it for shchita, it's a shor. It's a shor you're using, shor meat. But there's some times where the difference in value is so much that it loses its identity. It's just now it became something else, legamri. As a fizeh, what's the chilek? By your behemoth taira, if you're going to kill it and split it and you're going to sell it as meat, it still has a shame of a shor. It's a hefsid, but at least the chalukah is a chalukah and a shor, as then you do chalukah. Mashenkin by behemoth tmeya, the hefsid is so big that it loses its shame of what the identity of what it had before. It's not a chamor anymore. As the hefsid uptaiches what it is, it's not the same chefetz anymore. As a mela, then you for sure do chalukah. That'll be the kifun in the gemara. The Gemara says, "Bishleim the Torah chazi lebasa tmeya afsedua, and the tmei hachinami lidmei." As in this Gemara, is sarach beer. What was the shaila if you make a chalukah ledamim, or if the chalukah is not lidmei? As there's different mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Rashba learns the oifin zeh. The Rashba says the havamina was. The only way you could make chalukah is when you choylik the guf hachefetz. If you choylik it ledamim, it doesn't have a shame chalukah b'chlau. Chalukah means splitting. Splitting is when you're dividing a chefetz. When you split the value of the chefetz, that's not the chefetz. That's the d'meya chefetz, as it doesn't have a shame chalukah. And the Gemara is dining if chalukah ledmei has a shame chalukah or not. That's the way the Rashba says. What's the makar to learn the Gemara this way? The Rashba asks a question. He asks that the Gemara is going to be machriya misvara. How do you know the chalukah is ledmei? Because there's a hefsid. As by a hefsid, as therefore the chalukah has to be ledmei. Freg the Rashba, the same svara that you have by behemoth tmeya, you have by shtar also. If you're going to cut the shtar in half, as you're going to be mafsid the loiva. I'm sorry, you're going to be mafsid the malva legamri. You're going to cut the shtar in half, it'll be possible. As Eibazay, why did the Gemara have to go to Behemah Tmeya to prove B'makom Hefsid? I mean, the same Svar of Hefsid you have in the case of Shtar too. So the Rashba must be that over here the Hefsid is to one of them, but one of them doesn't have a Hefsid. As the Gemara had a Havamina, when only one of them is Mafsid, you do the Chalukah Legufay. One of them is Mafsid, we don't care. Bring the Gemara Raya from a case where they both have a Hefsid. As over there, Zichr, you're going to do the Chalukah L'dmei. The Tzarech Bir on the Rashba. So if there's a Makom L'chalik between one has a Hefsid and when two have a Hefsid, as how can we bring a Raya when both of them have a Hefsid to the Tzir, when one has a Hefsid? The Rashba himself speaks out. When one of them has a Hefsid, the Gemara has a Tzad, it doesn't bother us. So he may say, why do we bring a raya when both of them have a hefsid? How can you bring a raya from there to what the halacha is when one of them has a hefsid? Maybe we still make chaluka. As therefore the Rashba says, the havamina was chaluka ledmei is never a chaluka. It doesn't have a shame chaluka bechlal. Chaluka is only called chaluka in the kofachefet. As if you're going to find one place where the chaluka is in the kofach, it is in the dmei. As you see, it has a shame of chalukah. As even if over there it has a reason that's not negeya, but once you found it once, that's enough. That would be the way the Rashba learns. As Lafizah, the nin in the sugya is chalukah ledmei, does it have a shame chalukah? The Rach brings, it seems like in the Rach also that's the nin. But the Rach brings that in Chalukas HaShudfin, there is a musig of Chalukah L'dmei. V'tzarech Bir, if by Chalukas HaShudfin there's a musig of Chalukah L'dmei, and why by Chalukas Shnayim Eichsin, why did the Gemara held there's no Chalukah L'dmei? What's the Chiddush? As L'chayra the Kivun is by Shudfin, what do you owe? You own the mumminess of the chayfetz. You were mishtatif ba'oif in kasri, in money. You made a shudfetz together in a monetary value in the chayfetz. As over there, in a shudfetz, you could divide it two ways. You could divide the guf ha-chayfetz or you could divide the damim, because you're equally invested in a shudfetz. But by shnayim eichsim, the Gemara held, what makes you a baldover over here? The eichsim, not because you bought it, because your oich is in it. The achiza is in the guf ha-chefetz. The achiza is not in the dmei ha-chefetz. As being that the oichsin is in the guf ha-chefetz, as Ramela, the Gemara held over here, the chaluka has to be in the guf ha-chefetz. As avada by chaluka shutfin, where the way you mishtatif was with damim, you paid to be a shutif, as over there, zikha chaluka is l'dmei. That's not a chiddush b'chlau. Because if you're mishtatif b'damim, the chaluka could be b'damim. But by Shnayim Moichsim, where the way you became a Baldava was through the Achiz and the Gufa Dava, and then the Gemara held, you need a Chalukah the Gufa Dava. And a Chalukah L'dmei doesn't have a shame of Chalukah. Thus is the Mahalik of the Rashba. Rav Rishonim learned, the Shaila of the Gemara is, are you taking a scissor and cutting it in half? That's chalukah, or chalukah means your chalukah l'dam. And the Rif, in fact, has a girsa in that. That's the Malach, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rif. The Rashba says this is the beer of the Divreya. Tosis comes with a whole new Mahalach in the Gemara. Tosis says that the Nina in the Gemara is not do you cut the chefetz in half, or do you make a chalukah l'dam? Tosis learns, you're zicher not cutting the shtar in half. V'loy garsinan loy de paskinan de shtar. Zog Taisis, zicher you don't cut the shtar in half. Why in Taisis was it poshet not like the girsa of the rib? As he asked two questions from Gemara, which are good questions, you have to answer according to the rib. But misvara, what's the nekuda? Why is Taisus chayyeh? Ma'ayt yitach in Taisus l'shitasan. Tosis learns you can't be goyva with a typhus without a tyrif, a tyrif without a typhus. As if you're cutting the chayfetz in half, you're passing the shtar. As gendik, oy shtar. As it was never havamin in chaluka that you cut it in half. If you're cutting in half, the shtar is a shtar pasul. Masha ein kein in the other rishonim, efshe there would have been a tzad that you cut it, but you cut it in a way that you don't pasul it. Maybe that would have been a tzad. Aben Tosis, there was never such a tzad. So what's the shayla in the Gemara? As Tosis says, a mechudesh de gemshat. The nidin over here is, are you choylik the choyv or are you choylik the shavius of the shtar linko the shuk? The choyv is $100. If you want to sell in the shuk a shtar that's worth $100 on someone, as it's not worth $100. People would only pay, let's say, $80 for it. As the shayla is, when you're making the chalukah, you're making the chalukah in the choyv, or are you making the chalukah in the shavius? The shavius of the shtar, limkar bishar. That's the shayla. Ve'en cholken es achoyv k'moy shekosa bishtar, ela k'moy sheshava loy limkar mizeh yifra achetzi. What is this nidin if you're choylik by the choyv or if you're choylik by the shavius of the shtar? What's the tzad in Tosis? You should be choylik by the shavius of the shtar. Why shouldn't you be choylik from the choyv? And what's the raya of the Gemara from Talis? Bishleim, according to the other Rishonim, the nidin is, do you cut the chayfetz? Is a chaluk in gufa chayfetz? Or do you do a chalukah l'dmei? Here is something. How do you do chalukah? What kind of chalukah? There's two chalukahs. There's chalukahs gufa davar, chalukahs dame. According to Tosis, Tosis is learning, it's not a shayla of cutting the gufa shtar. The shayla is the chalukah in the choyv, or is it the chalukah in the shavius of the shuk? What's the needin according to Tosis? What's the shayla of the Gemara? What's the suffix of the Gemara? And what's the raya? L'choyra, the kivun in Tosis is ba'oifin zeh. Every shtar has two shavyusim. It has, kilo, two schusim in the shtar. It has a schus in the shtar of the etzim gviyas achoy, and it has a schus in the mokal b'shuk. As the shayla is, when Bezdin passes chaluka, are they passing chaluka in the shavyus limokal b'shuk, or are they passing chaluka in the guf hadov? And that's what we're bringing a raya from a behemoth tmeya. That over there, you can't do a chaluk in the guf adover, you have to do a chaluk in the shavius limko b'shuk. As hu adin, over here. Ritzarech beer. Over there you have a reason because there's a hefsek. Over here you don't have the reason. What's the raya according to Tosis? As the Rashba says, according to his mahalach and mahalach. What are you going to say according to Tosis? L'choyer, according to Tosis, you'll say that Chazal made a loy pluk. They made one takon of chalukah across the board. The shayla is, when we do chalukah, is it chalukah in the davar, or is it chalukah of selling to the shuk? And whatever you have to, if you, in certain cases you're zicha going to have to sell it to the shuk, as all over they're always going to do chalukah by selling it to the shuk. That's how you have to learn the das Tosis. Fi zeh, you could be miyashin a shayla on the nesivis. The nesivis asks on Tosis, he doesn't understand how you could do a chalukah limocher b'shuk. The malva has a right to say, I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it. It's my shtar. I don't want to sell it in the shuk. How are you making me sell it in the shuk and getting a shavius? A malva has a schus to do it. And he says, by chalukas ha-shutfim, if you have two shutfim in a shtar, they buy a vada the malva could say, I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it to be goyver. As why by chalukas shnayim moichzim does he not have a right to say, I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it. He has a schus. He owns a shtar. I don't want to sell. Bezim walks over to him. We're selling the shtar. You're getting it. He could sell, but I don't want to sell the shtar. You can't force me to sell my shtar. I have a shtar. Okay, the loy vasi, of course, but you can't force me to sell the shtar. But the fee said it's a loy plug. Chazal always made the chalukas. They always made the chaluka on one getter. As this, if they made a chaluka of mechira l'shuk, that's the way it's always going to be. As over here, the meicher is going to have to sell it. Hashem can in chaluka shutfim. There's no loy plug. As a meicher can get up and say, I don't want to sell the shtar. Lemaisa, according to Tosis, it comes out that the Pirish of Cholkin is in the Shavius Limocher Bashuk, not in the Choyer. The Chiddush of Tosis. In the Tor, in the Balachumis, they say that Cholkin is in the Choyer, not like Tosis. How will they learn the Gemara? They'll learn the Gemara like the other Rishonim. The need is if you choylik the gufa chayvitz or you choylik the meish the choy. That's how they learn. Tosis is the miyuchadik rishon that learns over here. The chaluk is a shayla if you're doing it in the choy, or if you're doing it in the shavius l'mok of the shuk, which is a shayla klali. As the oilam we brought that Reb Chaim said your oich is in the choy. Some want to say, but Taisa says you're making the chalukah in the Shavius Limaka of the Shuk. Ain't Kesha Terebchai. Because it's Mavur and Taisa's Betzem, he has a tzad, you could do it in the chalukah in the Etzem Choyv too. Just in Dine Chalukah, there's a din, you do the Shavius Limaka of the Shuk. So it's not the Shav. Yeah. Okay. As thus is the Iker HaSugya. Bez Hashem, on your mission, we're going to start the new sugya of Matbiya Mitzir L'Chavera L'Chona Chavera. This is God and I am our paper. All new sugya of two people that are Matbiya together, how they're Chona, Galadi, and Chavera.